Good morning, it's Carly and Seamus on Hit.
And I think it's fair to say it has been a tough week for a lot of people. That's why we've decided to do Hit's Happy Hour and highlight the good still exists out there. It's alive and well in our community and people are certainly banding together during these tough times. And there was a video that came across our desk over this past week and it is absolutely amazing. It's from Dale at Jackley's.
We're heading into the Cairns Base Hospital. All thanks to James Moosa at Life Sumo. He's delivering 8 boxes of cupcakes to the frontline staff at emergency to keep them going, just to raise their spirits around the hospital at the moment.
What an amazing thing to do for our doctors and nurses who are really in the thick of this COVID-19 situation at the moment. And the delivery driver joins us himself, Dale from Jackley's Bakehouse. Good morning.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good. I want to know, I mean, how quickly did those 8 boxes go? Did you see the end of them as well?
We dropped them off, but I can imagine they got absolutely smashed. And we got plenty of feedback from nurses and doctors sending a message to our page to say thank you and how good they were. So it was very well received.
I can imagine during such a tough time and they're dealing with a lot at the moment, to see some of your delicious rainbow cupcakes would have just really broken up what could have been a really tough day for them.
That's what we do. So all of our stuff is obviously bright and colourful and exciting, and yeah, it just changes people's day if they're having a bad day. So the least we can do.
So 8 boxes. I mean, how many individual cupcakes is that? And geez, how long did that take you?
So it's 200 cupcakes, and I can't say how long it would take me because we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Doesn't take long, but no, it's the thought that counts, and yeah, it was great to do it.
Obviously, you are a business at the moment. You've had to change the way you're doing things to fit in with the restrictions. So I can imagine getting that phone call from James Moosa to place that order, that would have been absolutely amazing for your business.
Oh, it is, and that's kind of lost in the whole thing is the fact that he's not only supporting the community, he's supporting our business. It's not an isolated thing for James. He does it all the time. There's lots of other businesses out there that support us and do great things, and they don't always get a shout out. So yeah, it's great.
What does your business look like at the moment? Are you able to do some takeaways and delivery and whatnot?
It's impacted what we do, but you can adapt to these things. So we're still making cakes, we're delivering it, we're doing quick pickups, kind of that kind of stuff. So we can still definitely do what we do. Makes it a little bit harder, but that's all good. That's part of the game.
And essentially, I mean, you've picked up a delivery role as well yourself as a delivery driver.
I do a bit of everything. The wife normally kicks me out of the bakery, so I have to deliver just to get out of everyone's hair.
Well, I've seen that you've been delivering care packages all over the far north as well. So it's been so amazing to not only see our doctors and nurses get supported by your delicious cupcakes, but also to see local businesses supporting local as well. If people want some of these care packages, how can they get in touch with you?
Yep, so they can ring us on 403-60-694 or message our Facebook page. We encourage that rather than coming into the store, obviously. We can do everything over the phone, take payment over the phone and organise delivery easy. So there's no face-to-face and it brightens people's day. So, yeah, it's something that they can do from home.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us, Dale.
No worries.